It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Once the growing season comes to an end, the biggest things that the marketplace has to watch as far as giving the market direction is demand and South America weather, along with USDA reports. Today we're going to see a USDA report come out, but we're going to talk a little bit about exports. We'll do that after this break.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Once we wrap up the growing season, there are a few things that give the marketplace a little bit of direction or help give traders direction on which way to take the markets. One of them, of course, is South America weather, and that continues to be a big driver. The other is demand in the U.S., and right now we're looking at exports being a little bit better than anticipated and likely something that the trade is going to have to start paying attention to, especially when you look at it for corn. And we've been seeing corn exports increased in the USDA reports, but likely not enough for where we're actually seeing in reality. Looking at the numbers, as far as wheat is concerned, shipments are running about 24% ahead of last year at this time, while sales are only 8% ahead of last year at this time. It's unlikely we're going to see much of a change in wheat exports at this point. It does look like we'll make USDA's projections, but it doesn't look like at this point we're going to see anything over that. As far as corn, shipments are running about 34% above expectations or above last year, and we're running about 28% above last year at this time. It tells us that USDA is running a little bit tight as far as their export pace for corn is concerned. Now, tariffs are keeping the traders from, or the USDA from raising the exports pace a little bit, but it's likely we could see that number continue to see a little bit of an improvement as we go through the rest of the marketing year for USDA reports. And don't be surprised to see an increase in exports in one of USDA's crop production reports very soon. For soybeans, we're running shipments are about 15% ahead of last year at this time. Sales are about 12% ahead of this at this time. I would not expect USDA to make much changes, as a cancellation or a few adjustments there could bring us right back to even with last year. So at this point, I wouldn't expect much as far as changing in exports for wheat or for soybeans, but it wouldn't be surprising to see USDA increase exports for corn.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.